Oregon State player, back with you on 720 WGN. For Steve Cochran this morning. Today is one of the hottest grilling days of the season. To talk about grills, grilling techniques, great recipes, and answer your questions at 312-981-7200 is Weber Grills Master Chef Kevin Coleman. Good morning, Kev.
Dave, thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. Absolutely. Always want to talk about the grills. There is a traditional, obviously traditional charcoal gas smokers, portable electric grills. You personally have four or five dozen grills that you play with.
We like to make sure we keep that number somewhat hidden, so my wife doesn't continue to make me try to give those away. And we just picked up a new one the other day for my daughter's birthday. So she just got a brand new grill, which is exciting.
Nice. You got some vintage ones too, don't you?
We have some from the late 60s all the way up until now, and some prototype units that you've never seen before.
Do you have a favorite, charcoal over gas, or you just do a little bit of everything?
It's like asking me which daughter I love the most.
As one of them sitting right here.
Yeah, fireworks exactly. Will be when I get home.
Gotcha. Let's first talk about the Weber smoker. We talk a lot about grilling, but you got a great smoker out there that you can do some nice
our Weber Smoky Mountain cookers are pretty much set them and forget them. One of the best grills. That's probably my favorite out of all of them, just because people get so amped up and excited about the smoke flavor of brisket and ribs and shoulder and all those things, and it takes such a long period of time, but it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to get some fantastic results. And it comes in three different sizes, from a 14 inch one you can take tailgating, to an 18 and a 22 inch one if you're doing larger cuts. So one of the most versatile smokers you're going to find, and actually one of the easiest that you'll be able to use and set up.
Now, I say this, we are weeks away already from college tailgating, right? You guys have a Weber Q in a variety of colors that you can get to support your favorite team and do some nice tailgating.
Yeah, I mean, the Qs are fantastic for any kind of tailgating that you're going to do. You can take them down to the lakefront. You can take them down to Soldier Field, collegiate games. They come in two different sizes, so you have a 1200 and a 2200. Actually, there's a 3200, which is it isn't portable, but they have a porcelain enamel cast iron grate, sear extremely well, caramelize well, cook things crazy good. Yeah. And we've tailgated on three of those, for the smaller ones, for 100 people or so over on the Waldron deck at Soldier Field. So you might think it doesn't look that big, but it packs a punch.
But you had a nice variety of colors too. I mean, they're not specifically logoed for college, but I mean, you can pick some great colors that match your team and get it out there on the table when you're
It's really cool is there's a lot of exclusive colors on Weber.com. So you can find the colors that match your team or the colors that match your backyard. So we try to have a little bit more fun with some of those colors. And the cool thing is, our charcoal grills, we actually have a couple of different specific colors that are exclusive to Weber.com. So you can pick up an ivory color, a slate color. So you can customize a little more on Weber.com, which is fantastic.
By the way, if you have some grilling questions for Kevin, because I see some texts coming in already, we'd like some tips for your July 4th barbecue. Give us a call or text at 312-981-7200. There's nothing I like better than barbecue ribs, and I like experimenting with different recipes and techniques. Give us a ribs 101 class, so to speak.
So what's really cool right now is we're doing some stuff on Instagram, which will go through all this information. So if you're listening to it and you're like, where can I find it? Instagram's a great place right now. So there's basically four different types of ribs. There's back ribs, St. Louis, and spares. And that's a 3-2-1 method, meaning 3 hours on your smoker at 225 to 250 degrees. It's 1 or 2 hours in foil with a half a cup of apple juice, half a stick of butter, and some barbecue rub. Ooh. You seal that up, put that meat side down for 2 hours. After the 2 hour mark, you take it out of the foil, back on the grill. You continue to smoke it for another 45 minutes. You sauce it 15 minutes before it comes out, and they're perfect. So that's a 3-2-1 method. Baby back ribs now, they're going to be a 2-1-1 method. So it's going to be 2 hours on the smoker, 1 hour in the foil, 1 hour back on the smoker and sauce 15
minutes. With the apple juice again?
With the apple juice, butter, and barbecue rub that you have on your ribs. Yep.
Talk about a rub, because I know you like your sauce and you like the rubs too. Tell me about what your favorite recipe for a rub.
Well, it's a balancing game, because my sister, some of my family love dry rub ribs, so they don't want any sauce on them. So that rub is going to be a little bit more flavorful than what I would put on something that has sauce, because the sauce is going to basically wash out most of that barbecue rub. So I usually start with some type of sugar, brown sugar, cane sugar, turbinado sugar.
You need that for a base, good base.
You definitely need that for a base, because the sugars are going to caramelize. That creates that amazing bark. And then I usually add in granulated garlic, onion, paprika, cayenne for a little bit of spice, a little bit of cumin for some flavor, and some black pepper and some other things. There's probably about 8 or 9 different ingredients that we put in there.
What about a good sauce recipe?
You know what? It's funny. I went to a beer school at Sam Adams, and they were like, you need to come out and help us and do a you need to brew your own beer. And I was just like, I don't have enough time. There's a lot of great sauces out there now. And so what I like to do is I like to experiment with those. So I'll actually take a store-bought one, and then I'll mix in some apple juice, some hot sauce, a little bit of cayenne pepper and some honey, and kind of make it my own, because there's so many things going on, and there's some great people out there that make great sauce. If you want to build a great sauce, ketchup, molasses, Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of red wine in there helps. It cuts it down a little bit of apple juice. But if you're looking for all this stuff, you can find it on Weber.com.
Two questions out of here. Now, one's a little deeper. One is pretty quick, but 773, how do I make a brisket? Like, what do I do? Where do I
actually,
start?
Where you start is you want to get a Packard cut brisket. And again, all this information you can find. I hate to keep saying it.
Packard
cut brisket. Yep. You want to trim that down a little bit, and then you want to put it on your smoker. 225 to 250. You want to take it up to about 160.
But I mean, you need the smoker to do this. You can't just do this on anything.
Well, you can do it on a gas grill with
With a smoker box. Okay.
It's all about temperature. So you want to keep it 225 to 250. You want to take it to about 160. If you're going to foil it, which I would always recommend, it pushes it through what we call a stall. Steams the muscle, loosens it up, shortens the amount of cook, but the results are crazy good. So 160, you want to wrap it in foil back on the smoker. If you want to use butcher paper, which is what they do down in Texas, about 170 to 180, you're going to cook it all the way to about 204 to 206 internal temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you hit that 204 to 206, you take it off. You can either put it in your oven at 170 and let it hold for about 4 hours, or put it in a dry cooler for about 4 hours. And what that does is it helps loosen the moisture of that brisket that's in the foil, redistributes back into it, and it is crazy good.
But keeping it contained, obviously, so that it does just that. You have, when you have something on the grill for that long, I know we're getting spoiled and stuff with technology, but there's an iGrill that's out there. Talk a little bit about that product.
Yeah, the iGrill is definitely something. If you're going to be smoking ribs, pork shoulder, brisket, the iGrill is a perfect device, because what it does is it will monitor your temperature, your pit, and it will also monitor your food. So if either one of those starts to move a little bit or get a little crazy, it'll tell you, which then you can go adjust things.
On an app on your phone.
On an app on your phone. So what you do is at night, because normally people want to eat brisket during the day, you put it on at night, you set the alarms, it'll go off on your phone and tell you that, hey, the temperature's perfect, or hey, the brisket's almost done, and then you can go do things. So it basically is a self-monitoring device that makes you into a truly backyard grill master.
What is your 815, what is your most unique burger recipe?
My most unique burger recipe is I'll actually go to my butcher, and he'll take the lean or the flat portion of a brisket, and he'll grind that up, and then he'll take about 20% of that.
That's right.
That
brisket weight is always a part of your story.
Brisket, yeah, and then I always drop in bacon. So he'll ground raw bacon into the patty, so you have this crazy succulent, flavorful. I mean, bacon is the barbecue world's penicillin. I mean, it solves all problems in flavor. So,
how do you keep a good burger together?
So. Easy on the burger, great meat, great seasoning. Great tip for doing burgers is when you're mixing in, let's say...
So it doesn't fall apart.
Yeah. So what's really cool is when you're mixing all the ingredients in, because you could have salt, pepper, onion, Worcestershire sauce, the more you move it around with your hands, it activates the fat and the protein, and that's why it falls apart. So I'll put it in a bowl, and with a spoon, I'll mix it up. And then we have a burger press that you can actually make the same size patty, which is important, because that way they all cook at the same rate. They go on the grill and come off the grill at the same time. So
we're going to give away a grill today. What do you want to give away today, Kev?
You know what, Dave? You can take your pick.
Let's do can we do a classic charcoal?
We can do a you know what I'd like to do is if we can give away an ivory one for the red, white, and blue. And we can.
Ooh, I like that.
We give away a white ivory kettle, which that would be fantastic.
I like that. All right, cool. And here's what we're going to do. We'll take the seventh caller, but we're going to ask a question. You got to get the correct question right. What is America's most popular cut of meat? Here goes the phone lines. Boom, 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 boom. What is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? Is it A, ribeye, B, a porterhouse, or C, filet mignon? So is it A, B, or C? A is a ribeye, B, a porterhouse, or C, filet mignon? We'll take your calls, 312-981-7200. But first, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.
Come on, let you go.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and we've got the contest line going right now, or the main line, 312-981-7200. What is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? Is it, let's see here, is it A, the ribeye, B, the porterhouse, or C, the filet? And which, what are we giving away? We're giving away the charcoal grill in ivory. In ivory. All right. Let's see here. Judy, you're on 720 WGN. You got the answer?
I do, Dave. It is filet.
It is the filet, and you win the charcoal Weber grill, man. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so happy. And actually, I'm cooking filet today. So there you go.
There you have it. Judy, hang on the line, and Joe will get your information, okay?
Thanks so much.
Have a great fourth. Absolutely.
You too.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about seafood on the grill. I'm always afraid I'm going to overcook or undercook something I caught on the lake up north. What are some tips here?
So tips for fish, number one, for every inch thick it is, it's probably about 8 to 10 minutes of cook time on a grill, and that's at about 425 to 450 degrees. That's one common mistake people make, is the grill's too hot, so the fish truly sticks. Also, a nice light coating of olive oil works as a lubricant, so when your fish goes on the grill, it caramelizes naturally. Also works as a meat glue, so when that rub hits it and that rub starts to caramelize on the grill, it gives it tremendous flavor. Also, if you're having an issue with it sticking, the smaller pieces of fish, we do sell fish baskets that you can put down first. You preheat those like you would your grill, and that helps you from having your fish fall through also. So grilling fish is actually pretty easy if you can just follow those steps.
Salmon, do you have a favorite recipe?
Actually, I do have a favorite recipe, and I actually do that on a Weber Smoky Mountain cooker. So I'll smoke it for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'll finish it with a little bit of a bourbon brown sugar rub, and that actually just gives it this crispy, smoky flavor that you can actually use as a cold dish. Or you can use as a warm dish if you're having a barbecue. So
847 asking, can you use the Weber smokers as a regular grill, or are they only for smoking?
There's some ways that you can manipulate the smokers into actually doing some high heat grilling. If you want to raise the cooking grate up to where the water pan sits, you take the door off, and then you can put your charcoal grate right where the water pan sits, and you can do your grilling from the grate above. That's probably the easiest and best way I've found. If you forget to take the door off, what happens is you have a tendency to maybe melt the handle a little bit because of the heat coming off the charcoal. So take the door off. You'll get a little bit more oxygen flow, but you can kind of transform it into a grill if you want.
What about sweet corn on the grill? That's from 815.
So we have some great stuff on Instagram right now talking about corn. So I like to soak it for about an hour and a half to 2 hours in ice cold water. I add a tablespoon.
In the husk, right? Yeah.
And I add a tablespoon or two of sugar in there to sweeten it up. I then like to cook it for 20 minutes on indirect heat. I pull that husk back. I grill it over direct heat, and that's when I'll baste it with a little bit of butter, lime juice, cayenne pepper, and some salt. And brown up the outside of that for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes aside, and you have some crazy good corn.
What about some basics for steak?
Some basics for steak. Always choose the correct size. So steak, I like to look at it as thickness. We'll tell you the temperature you cook it at, and we'll also tell you the time it's on the grill. So there's a lot of great purveyors around the Chicagoland area. The challenge for this is make sure you salt it about 2-3 hours before you cook it. The salt penetrates inside the steak, which gives it flavor. The other thing, too, is the thicker the steak is, the temperatures have to come down. So if you're looking at an inch and a half to 2 inch thick steak, you're probably going to have to roast it first and then sear it at the end, is what they call a reverse sear. Anything less than an inch and a half, you can put it directly on the grill, 450 to 500. The other thing that we found too is after 5 minutes of cook time, after it comes off the grill, it goes up about 10 to 15 degrees. So it's important that if you're looking for your doneness temperature, you take that off about 10 degrees lower than what you want it done at, because it's going to continue to cook while it's off the grill, and that'll put it in that perfect zone of what you're looking for it to be done.
And keep the grill closed because
looking ain't cooking.
That's right. 414, my chicken is always dry on the grill. How do I prevent that?
So the best way to do chicken, if you look at your hand, it's very similar to a chicken breast. So it's thick where your thumb is, thin where the end of your fingertips are, right? So what you want to do is you want to pound it down so it levels the chicken off. Second thing you want to do is nice light coating of olive oil, season it, and set your grill for about 425 to 450 degrees. It's not going to stick, but you're going to cook it for about 5 to 6 minutes a side. You're going to take that off about 160 to 165, and I guarantee you will never dry out a chicken breast.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Great tip there as well. What's your favorite dessert on the grill for the summer that will make people say, wow, I can make that on the grill?
It's one of those things. I love doing banana boats, and that's something the Girl Scouts of America kind of introduced to us back about 40-some years ago.
Yeah.
And you basically take a banana, you slice it inside its peel, you add your chocolate chips, your graham crackers, your fruit inside of it, you bake it on the grill for about 6 to 8 minutes, and it's a simple, awesome banana s'mores dish.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about that is when you're doing it for a family, my family's loud, obnoxious, kind of like me a little bit, but you can customize those so everybody gets exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And it makes it a little bit more fun and interactive in your backyard. So not all the pressure is on you to cook everything.
Here is my favorite question, 219. Is this live?
Of course this is live. You want me to prove that to you?
Is this live? Okay, so you guys always have grilling classes, and you do them. You've got three restaurants. You got it downtown. You got it in Schaumburg. Got it in Lombard. But you always have great grilling classes. I've done a couple of those. Really taught me a lot. What do you got coming up?
So we've got a class actually coming up Friday, and then the Grill Academy in Schaumburg is jam-packed for the whole rest of this month. And so they offer classes almost every Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the summer. And continuing into the fall, we also have those in St. Louis, and then we're also looking at opening one in Lombard now. So there's going to be a lot of hands-on classes coming to educate people to get them out grilling better, and it's definitely one of the meccas of learning barbecue.
What do you have on the grill today, what will you have on the grill today?
So right now I have a brisket sitting there just smoking along, doing its thing.
Nice.
We're going to get home. I'm going to put 6 slabs of ribs on.
Nice.
We're going to do some corn. A little bit of hot dogs, and that's pretty much, I think, going to be it for our fourth.
That sounds fantastic. Kev, always a pleasure, and always great to have you join us on the holidays.
Dave, thank you so much for having us out there. And everyone out there, if you have a chance, thank a serviceman for all that they do to keep us free, and let's celebrate it 4th of July. Have a safe and great 4th of July. Cook something special and enjoy it with your family and
right
friends.
On, brother. Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. For more, go to Weber.com, and please check out one of the 3 Weber restaurant locations that also has grilling class information on it in Chicagoland, downtown Schaumburg, Lombard. Visit Weber Grill Restaurant. Dot com.